6:52.
All right, holiday is almost here. And tonight, we have one more thing to add to your last-minute shopping list, that perfect bottle of wine.
For suggestions, we go live to wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, in our Wine of the Week. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Veronica. Hey, Sean. I'm not just dreaming of a white Christmas. I am living one.
All right.
So, where are you?
I'm in Park City, Utah.
You are in Utah.
It's absolutely gorgeous
okay.
here.
How much snow?
A lot. A lot. But you know what's great is it didn't stop me from going out and picking up a couple bottles of those special wines that we are going to enjoy in a couple days.
All right. Now, what about champagne? What do you suggest for the holidays?
You know what? Let's go with the non-vintage Laurent Perrier Brut Champagne. I am a big fan of champagne from France, obviously. But this one has just lovely flavors of green apple and then the pear and roasted nuts, buttered toast, and really enhanced by the tight bubbles and this crisp, firm finish. And it's only $30. I'm going to pair it with a little bit of caviar and, you know, the traditional accoutrements. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, let's talk white wine. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, I like the 2010 Djarenberg The Hermit Crab Viognier Marsan Blend. It's not your typical white wine Chardonnay kind of white wine, but I really think that this is a particularly good wine to try over the holidays because it's so unique. It's got this aromatic nose with scents of peach and nectarine and tropical fruit, and it just blends into flavors of white peaches and guava, mango, apricot, rich in the mouth. What's not to love about that? And then you get this crisp acidity and then this little notes of lemon, lime, mineral highlights. $15. I mean, let's put this in my stocking.
Not bad. Now, what goes well with a traditional holiday ham?
Me. I'm going to try the 2010 Riata Pinot Noir from Sonoma Coast, California. Riata is the Spanish word for Laureate, and this wine roped me right in with smooth flavors of dark baked cherries, red plum, a little cherry cola on the front of the palate, and just a beautiful focused finish that continues on for almost a minute, only $30. It's a really nice wine. It's going to cut right through the richness of the ham and yet I think be very complimentary of it as well.
All right, our final 30 seconds. We're at the end of the meal. We've had scrumptious food, great wine, but you want a little something at the very end. What do you suggest?
Pull out a bottle of non-vintage Dow's 10-year-old Tawny Port. This is from Portugal. It's rich flavors of caramel, raisin, brown sugar, baking spices, a richly textured body, medium sweetness, so it's not too sweet, but it's nicely balanced by a touch of acidity, and then you get a really nice coffee toffee notes on the long finish. Oh, I'd have this with pecan or pumpkin pie or just on its own, $30.
Sounds delicious.
It
have a
is.
Great time out there in Utah.
Happy holidays out there.
All right.
Same to you.
Thanks, Scott.